everybody. Welcome to Steelers.com Live. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Bob Labriola and Mike Prosciutto. Welcome once again to St. Vincent College. First day of practice, guys, labs. I know it's not in pads,
OTAs.
So it's not day one for you. But it is football. There are fans here. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, you know.
Just admit it.
I'll cave. Okay, it is OTAs still, but there's a little bit more to it than there is on the south side in the spring. Let me say that. But it's still not football. It's just not. We're getting closer.
We're getting closer, and the anticipation is building, and that's what today was all about. The anticipation. Now tomorrow there'll be even more anticipation, and then Monday the pads come on, and Bob, I'm still all a titter over Mike Tomlin's revelation yesterday that they're going to use those shoulder pads for something other than to learn how to carry them. There's going to be some blocking and tackling. That is football. That is un-OTA
life. Yeah, and the change is that this year, Mike Tomlin's pretty upfront about it, talking about it days in advance. Last year, no one knew. He didn't tell team president Art Rooney II. He didn't tell general manager Kevin Colbert.
He didn't tweet it last year. That is how we found out.
Yeah, and he did. He only told the players and the coaches in the morning meeting that day. So, but this time, I think everybody kind of, in terms of the players, I mean, everybody kind of expected it since it happened last year. Now it becomes part of the program, and I'm really looking forward to Monday.
All right, we'll kind of give you some news and notes from today's first practice. It is still taking place behind us. Whenever Coach Tomlin is ready for his press conference, we'll go down live to the field to him. Guys, the first thing that stood out, everybody watching the players walking down the hill today, and of course you see number 7 wearing number 99 and obviously not even in a white jersey. It is the legit. I checked with the equipment guys. One of Brett Kiesel's old smelly, they said it might not have been washed. Don't tell Ben. One of Brett Kiesel's old practice jerseys.
Yeah, nice gesture, right? I don't think that was a campaign necessarily to sign Brett Kiesel or any sort of political statement. But Brett Kiesel, one of the iconic Steelers, one of the all-time good guys, a great teammate. And Ben has done this type of thing before, has
Max.
He?
Max. Yeah. Max. But also, you know, Ben and Brett Kiesel were close personal friends. They still are. And so this, to me, was a little more about that than campaigning to bring him back to the team.
Well, and yesterday I think Brett Kiesel was probably a little sad. It's reporting day and he wasn't here. He did tweet a picture, I don't know if you saw it, of him on one of his son's mini tractors and said to his teammates, good luck at camp, I still have the best ride.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And, you know, reporting day was a little bit boring.
A little Brett, bit.
Without no, made a little bit more boring because there was no Brett Kiesel.
Could recover.
Guessing, you know, what he would be driving up in. You know, my favorite was the front loader with the backhoe on the back, and he had his
suitcase
in it, and he just kind of like dumped it out.
James Hyerson's little smart car, whatever.
Yeah, that
was
pretty good too.
All right, well, let's get back to some news from practice today. Of course, Ramon Foster dealing with a death in his family. He was not here. And, guys, it was Cody Wallace filling in for him on the O-line, a guy who stepped in and plugged in on the O-line last year. So kind of not a surprise, Labs, that he was there today.
Yeah, Cody Wallace, too, primarily would be considered a guard. You know, he was forced into playing center last year for the Steelers after both Marquise Pouncey and Fernando Velasco ended up on injured reserve. But I think Cody Wallace is, you know, after having bounced around the league several teams, I think he's kind of found himself something of a home here. And the Steelers are really kind of trying to make him into, you know, what in basketball would be called the sixth man. And so he got the first reps at left guard.
Also, injury news, Mike Mitchell, we know, is going to be out for possibly a week. He was here today at practice, not dressed, obviously, in shorts, a here-we-go t-shirt. He even had a terrible towel on his side. But he was kind of working with some of the DBs, talking to Troy a lot, so it was good to see he's out there. Yes, Labs, I know, we were very disappointed yesterday as soon as Coach Tomlin gave us that news, but hopefully this is just a week as they're anticipating and we'll see much more from him to come.
Yeah, and he's also wearing a Steelers social media t-shirt there.
Well, of course I had to mention that.
Hashtag here we go. but yeah, you know, we'll see how things turn out. I mean, I was disappointed, I admit it, when Mike Tomlin said that Mike Mitchell would begin this training camp on the physically unable to perform list with a soft tissue injury, a groin pull, strain, whatever it might happen to be. And, you know, my consternation had to do with the fact that defensive backs and wide receivers, particularly among all these players, do a lot of running in these camps. And if this, it truly is a situation that will clear itself up in a week, fine. But, you know, oftentimes these situations linger and nag, and guys will get themselves back on the field, but they're really not 100%, and so on and so forth. And, you know, Mike Mitchell's speed, what he brings to the free safety position in terms of the ground that he can cover, again, I'm going to say this again, I perceived it to be a, you know, critical part of the defensive improvement that we are hoping for over the course of this season. And, you know, him starting off on PUP wouldn't have been my first choice.
It wouldn't have been anybody's, but you got Will Allen filling in, and Will Allen is a veteran, been there, done that guy. I think we're all in agreement that the secondary got better last year after Will Allen came back, and this is why you have veteran backups to fill in for starters for however long it takes. And it also, I think, shed some light on the depth in the secondary this year, guys. You look at the second team with Will Allen playing with the starters because Mike Mitchell was unavailable. Your backup safeties were Shamarco Thomas and Robert Golden. Not a bad set. Your backup cornerbacks were Blake and Gay. Not a bad set there. And Bryce McCain, one of the offseason acquisitions, was the backup nickel. So when you can go to these kind of guys as backups, I think it shows your team's a little stronger. Antoine Blake, particularly a guy whose name has come up as maybe a guy who's ready to turn a corner and start being a serious contributor. But not only are your second teams better, your special teams ought to be better when you have this kind of quality out there.
Speaking of special teams, we also saw today Dree Archer, the Steelers' third-round rookie from this year. He was kind of the first team with the punt returner, something that we're not used to seeing. Antonio Brown's kind of had to deal with those duties, to say, just because numerous things haven't worked out, but Dree was the guy today.
Yeah, Dree was the guy today, and you know, one of the issues with Dree Archer as a punt returner was that can he catch the punts? He was a kickoff return guy at Kent State, but because this is the NFL with where the professional kickers kick off from the, what is it, the 35 now? Or is it the 40? I can't ever remember. But most of them go into the end zone anyway. How many opportunities Dree Archer will get to return kickoffs remains to be seen. And so maximizing his ability would entail him being a punt returner. But you can't be a punt returner in the NFL if you cannot catch the ball. And so Dree Archer's ability to catch punts is going to be what determines whether he is the Steelers' punt returner come September the 7th. Now, you know, Danny Smith, the special teams coordinator, has every confidence that Dree Archer will continue what he showed in the spring, which was he was pretty secure with the football. Danny Smith did say, though, he said, I got a few things planned for him here to see, you know, how he does when there's a little bit of heat on him. So, you know, we'll see what that is. I do remember when Antonio Brown was a rookie in 2010, he was back there fielding punts, and Mike Tomlin set James Harrison down on about a 50-yard sprint flyby. Antonio Brown hung in there and made the catch. So James Harrison isn't here anymore, but I'm sure there might be something similar awaiting Dree Archer here in the weeks to come.
Yeah, but Antonio Brown still is here, and he is still the punt returner. And it's funny, you talk to Antonio Brown about returning punts, and he's very unenthusiastic about, if I have to do it to help the team, I'll do it. I'll do what I got to do. But then you talk to people on the staff, and they say every time there's a punt return drill, Antonio Brown is lining up first. So I think he doesn't like the drudgery of it, but he really likes the big play potential of it. And he's pretty good at it when he's locked in and focused. I don't know that he was necessarily that as much as he should have been last year. But if you can get a guy, as you mentioned, Lab, to consistently catch the ball, and when I say catch the ball, I'm not talking about dropping it. I'm talking about running up and catching the ones instead of letting them bounce and roll and giving away
or
15
or
yards.
Or catching the ones that come right to you, too.
Well, yeah, that helps as well. But that's going to be very interesting, because I think Antonio Brown's going to be a tough incumbent to move for a number of reasons.
Well, another Dree Archer thing I noticed at this practice, he was also lined up some at running back. And at one point, the Steelers ran a sweep around the right side. It got bottled up, and as often
it got blown up.
Well, but as often happens, everything kind of got stopped there in traffic. But none of the defensive players were able to. Not that there was tackling in this, but weren't able to get through to get their hands on Dre Archer. And he just reversed his field and outran everyone around the far left side. And you could hear the buzz up in the stands here at Chuck Noll Field as, you know, he made that turn. And you could see from above that he had the corner and there wasn't anybody going to be able to cut him off. So, you know, Dre Archer does have difference-making speed. He flashed a little bit out here again.
Yeah, that wasn't an outside zone design cutback.
No.
That was, I got nowhere else to go. Let's try to figure something out. And his feet did the figuring for him. He also played slot receiver.
Yes.
Very involved. This is a guy that I think a lot of eyes are going to be on at this training camp. It's an interesting skill set for Dre Archer, the combination of size, which isn't very much, and speed, which is tremendous. Can they figure out a way to make that work?
Yeah, and one other note here. You know, what's my favorite position on the football
team? Tight end.
Tight end. There, you got it. Will Johnson, working with tight ends pretty much exclusively today. Now, I don't know if that's a, you know, a permanent thing. He's no longer a fullback, or just because he knows fullback enough that they want to see how he can handle some tight end, and so he's working more with tight ends in practice. We'll have to see. But Will Johnson, in fact, in the first team, first play of team period, which was pass under pressure, lined up as a kind of an extra tight end, made a catch.
Yeah, he caught the first ball. Le'Veon Bell caught the second ball. Two non-receivers catching passes from Ben Roethlisberger. The next two went to Marcus Wheaton, and then it was Antonio Brown, and then it was Dre Archer. Ben, 6 for 6 in the first drill, and spreading the ball around, using all the guys on the field, using all the areas of the field.
And one just quick Ben note. I mean, not that this is a surprise to anyone, but he has not lost anything off his arm. What's he now, 32? There was a play. Ben was in the pocket. He was on the far left hash, and Antonio Brown was split wide right, and he ran a deep out. And he was covered by Cortez Allen, who was not in bad position. But Ben made a throw that there aren't a whole lot of guys who can make, even in the NFL. It was a laser on a line, hit Antonio Brown right between the 8 and the 4, just as he came out of his break. I mean, standing down there at field level, watching that, it was a very impressive athletic feat. So, nothing
wrong. Telling me you're not excited about today.
Well, you know, I'm not.
Right.
Wait do you hear me Monday?
All right, let's move on to Ben's contract situation. A lot of news about that yesterday with your article, Labs, on Steelers.com. So if you want to elaborate a little bit about that.
Yeah, Steelers president Art Rooney II explained that with regards to Ben's contract, just to catch everyone up who might be unaware, Ben has 2 years left on his deal. The Steelers extend players' contracts when they are going into their final year, except quarterbacks, whom they will consider redoing when they're 2 years out of their contract expiring. So, you know, naturally there was a lot of interest, speculation. Is Ben going to get a new contract? Why isn't Ben going to getting a new contract? Art Rooney II said that the Steelers, or he, Art Rooney II personally, called Ben Roethlisberger and his agent Ryan Tolner right before they did the Pouncey deal, and explained that they were going to do the Pouncey deal, and they also wanted, he also wanted to make sure that Ben and Ryan Tolner understood that they were not putting Ben on a back burner or anything. This was just something that they had to do for some cap management, and they wanted to take care of some people who are going into their final year. Art Rooney II said that their intention is, and he told this to both Ben and the agent, is to redo Ben's deal at the end of this season. There is no lack of commitment to Ben. There is, you know, none of that stuff. It was just a procedural thing. The salary cap went up about $10 million a team this year. It's expected to go up even more next year. And as Art Rooney II said, the cap increase next year will be more conducive for us to do a franchise-type quarterback contract. So, again, there's no intention to put Ben on the back burner, nor is there any intention to kind of lowball him. This is just, you know, the way the Steelers were with the cap, what the cap is expected to do next year. Ben's making $12 million this year. I mean, it's not an untenable situation, really, for either the team or the player. So everything in its time.
It's Steelers making it very clear, Labs, like you said, they are still very much into Ben Roethlisberger, and one of his teammates, Heath Miller, spoke to us today outside of the lunchroom about what kind of teammate Ben is.
Yeah, certainly he's become a great leader. You know, when he and I were both younger on the team, there was a great leadership already in place. And so I think naturally as you grow and you've been in the same place as long as he has, you know, he's the unquestionable leader of our team. And like I said, he doesn't take that lightly, and he really embraces it.
You know, you hear Heath Miller talking about Ben Roethlisberger as a leader, and that's not always what we've heard about Ben Roethlisberger. The arm was evident from his first rookie training camp, but to see the maturity and the growth, and Miller just a full, wholehearted endorsement. This is Ben's team. He's the guy. Labs, I think when you can develop a guy that's got great talent and he also becomes that intangibly, man, that's a rare guy. And Ben Roethlisberger has a chance to be that rarest of professional athletes in this era, a guy who starts and finishes his career with the same team, plays at an incredibly high level, and also wins championships.
Yeah, and the thing about Ben, you know, being in total control and running things now, as you know, Heath Miller was talking about, that's also something that it goes beyond just the players in the locker room. The coaches now are embracing that as well. You know, when Ben was a rookie and Tommy Maddox got hurt, there was that famous interview with Steelers All-Pro guard Alan Faneca.
Alan, are you excited to see what Ben Roethlisberger can do?
The rookie quarterback is how they... And he was like, are you out of your mind? Am I excited about a rookie at quarterback? But so that's how it started. And again, the NFL is a show-me business, and Ben Roethlisberger showed his teammates that, you know, he was capable of being a quarterback who could... take them to victories against good teams in tough situations.
Good punter, too.
However, the coaching staff at that time, Bill Cowher, Ken Wisenhunt, were both veteran coaches.
Labs, actually, speaking of Ben Roethlisberger right now, he's coming over, so we're going to head down to the field live to hear what Ben has to say.
Whoa, podiums. Podiums. No, did you develop this?
I did.
Congratulations, Scarpino.
Just open it up for question, guys. All right.
Nothing. Good. Thanks.
Ben, is bothering really? You they won't talk contract?
No, I'm ready to play football. When we get to camp, it's football time, and that's what I'm excited about.
Ben, what was the statement, 99? I mean, you want him here?
Well, ask my boy. You know, that we're sweet mates. He's been one of my closest friends, been at my wedding. So, you know, it's an honor. Miss him. A little bit of everything. Yeah, it was too tight. I'd take it off. That jersey was tight.
Ben, do you have any thoughts or disappointment about the contract issue at all, or are you just going to put it aside?
Like, yeah, it's when we get here, there is no contract talks, and that's what the Rooneys do, and that's what we're doing, and it's 100% football, and that's what I'm excited about. I have faith that the Steelers will do what we need to do when it's time, and that's, you know, that's putting people on the field through free agency, through trades, draft, everything to make us the best team we can possibly be.
Well, what do you see out there? What do you like?
So far, it's early, but yeah. But it looked good, and we're still not in pads. You know, it's just kind of another extension of the OTAs and mini camps. But really felt like it was a good first day.
You got a young receiving core. Who are the guys that you might be looking to step up here? I mean, you know who you can count
them.
On.
I expect all of them to step up, and that's the expectation I think we all have, and I think that they have for themselves.
Young receiving core, you're getting closer to live ball. Is this no huddle thing? You think it's really going to click?
I hope so. You know, we'll see where it goes. We like to get good work at it, and we'll just kind of take it day by day and see what happens.
You talk about Wheaton, how important it is him to take that next step this year.
I put a lot on him. You know, the expectation level's high. He was doing some really good things last year until he got hurt. Kind of lost some confidence, I think, in himself. But he's got it back, and just excited for him to take that next step in year two.
What's the best way for you to describe your conditioning and your state right now after the offseason you've had?
No, it doesn't look like it, but I feel, you know, I feel
it's
just normal. But
no,
I feel great, excited to be out here and ready to play ball.
Is anything different for you this offseason?
Just put extra work in. Personal trainers, nutritionists. You get 32 years old and you're in your 11th year, it's time to do some extra. Yeah, I am. I'm not going to tell you.
Ben, you seem like you're more engaged out there, just at least instructing some of the younger players in the past. Is that accurate?
Have to be. You know, it's that time when, you know, as an older guy, we've got a lot of young guys, whether it's a Lance who doesn't know the offense, or he knows it, but, you know, is a new guy in the offense, to a Marcus Wheaton, Justin Brown, Derek, that's new, you know, 2 years in. So I'm just doing everything I can to make sure we all get on the same page so that we can be the best that we can be.
Ben, who are some of the younger guys that are stepping into leadership roles with so many young guys out there?
Well, I think, you know, it's the guys that I see most frequently, the Cam Haywoods, the Marquise Pounceys. Those are the guys that you see being vocal. But I think it's people respect them because of their work ethic. Both of them put so much into their preparation that guys respect their leadership.
Would this be a different kind of challenge for you coming off the 8-8 seasons, the achievement that – the sense of achievement you would feel getting this team back to the playoffs and back to where it belongs?
You know what? Last year was last year, honestly. You know, we know what our record was. We don't need to dwell on it anymore because we're starting the new season right now. Day one kind of was today, if you will, and we're moving forward trying to be the best we can be this year.
Ben, how have you evolved as a quarterback? Did you make any concessions to age or anything like that?
Not yet. Hopefully I don't have to for a while. I just turned 32, so I still feel relatively young. And you know, it's just, you know, just being the best I can be at understanding the offense. And the more you understand, I think, the better you can be.
Ben, what's your...
I saw Antonio smiling a lot to the crowd every time he catches a pass. Clearly, always done a lot with him. Just how does that relationship continue to grow with you?
Well, he's one of the best in the league. And he's smiling to the crowd because he always smiles. And he has a lot of fun out here, and that's what's fun about playing the game of football with him. His work ethic is tremendous, and he enjoys the game.
How happy will you be with a healthy offensive line all season?
Well, we're day one, and I think we made it out okay. So we have a long way to go. We're not going to talk about all season. We make it through every practice healthy. We'll be happy.
Ben, what's your reaction to Ray Rice's punishment?
You know what? That's that's all in the NFL, the league's doing, and we don't. There's no point in me commenting on what's going on over there in Baltimore.
Ben, would you like to run more no huddle, and is that a little tougher with maybe a couple, you know, some newer guys into the fold?
You know, I think we can do it just fine. You know, that's kind of conversations that we'll have as we progress and get going forward with Coach Tomlin, Coach Haley, all the other coaches. We'll see if that's what we think is best for us. We'll go forward with it.
And how is it tough to go no huddle and transition to power all within the same game series?
No, not really. The only thing that can be tough is getting personnel on the field. If you're obviously in a three wide package and you want to go jumbo or bring in the big guys, you got to let the defense substitute as well and you slow it down. But we can still do a lot of things in the packages that we have with the no huddle.
Thanks, man.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
All right, I don't want to say that was perfect planning, but that was pretty darn good on our part. He walked to the podium as we're talking about everything.
Did you listen to him?
I did, but you know what?
It's an extension of OTAs.
All right, well, we got Coach Tomlin now. Here we go.
Good start for us today. Good energy, enthusiasm, but you can anticipate that on the first day. More than anything, I just like the communication, the giving and receiving of information. Coach to player, player to player. If we're going to be what we desire to be, that's going to be a big element of it. So really just trying to foster that. But excited about getting started. We'll go and take a look at the tape and just continue forward. We got out of it virtually injury-free. We did have Jon Snow. I call him Jon Snow because I'm a Game of Thrones guy. David Snow. He went down with a foot or ankle injury of some kind. He's being evaluated. Don't have a lot of information there. But other than that, got through pretty clean and like the effort. Be happy to address any questions you guys might have.
Mike, what's the best way to describe the shape that your quarterback has come in and what kind of commitment he showed this offseason?
He's ready. But, you know, he has that level of expectation. We have that level of expectation for him. But he did. He came in appropriately. He's ready to go.
Leadership-wise, from some of the young guys, who are you expecting to really kind of maybe take a role?
I don't try to tell that story. You know, that's usually something that evolves in a very natural manner. Usually that's personality related. Right now I'm just worried about the quality of the play and execution at this point and teaching fundamental and skill development. That's something that occurs within a group of people over time as they establish roles. and work through some of the adversity that, that these situations present.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Can I just say that was the greatest Mike Tomlin soundbite
I think we're
of
save
all
that.
Time. Game of Thrones, Jon Snow. The Night's Watch, The Wall.
Yeah, right.
Wow, is that a great show.
Yeah, it is. And it's, it doesn't surprise me that he would be a fan of that, nor the character that, you know, he picked out, one of those guys who has given his, or committed his life to protecting the, you know,
his life.
Everything.
Well, not quite everything, as we found out.
Well, but let's not give it away for those of us. We're still catching up on season 4.
Game of Thrones. And you thought nothing was going to happen today that would get you excited.
I think that's two things already.
What's the first?
Ben walked over as we're talking, gives a nice little spiel, and then we have Coach Tomlin talking about Game of
Thrones. Corroborated what I said earlier, which you disagreed.
By the way, other than the heartfelt acknowledgement of Brett Kiesel, that was Ben in mid-season form on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Whole lot of nothing.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. You know, all the great player, great leader. I've tried to work with him on his sound bites, on his quotes. For everybody. He's actually a very insightful guy, and he's got a lot to say about the game, but, you know, it's his choice how he wants to handle it. I just think he could pick that up a little bit.
All right. Go have a talk with him.
Yeah.
It'll be for Labs and I.
Media 101, Mike Pursuta.
Yes, as they did say, Ben basically said, you know, no contract talks, time for 100% football, and he does have faith in the Steelers that something will work out, and kind of reiterated what you said and what Art had told you about, you know, taking care of some other business in terms of the cap, so.
Yep, and David Snow, the one injury, foot injury. David Snow, that's his name, not John.
Correct.
Yeah.
Don't get them confused.
No, I won't.
Foot injury, and as Tomlin said, not too much to go on that, so something we'll watch and...
Yeah, it could be nothing. Could be serious. Really don't know with those kinds of things yet.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us here today on
Steelers.
I've worked
with Heath Miller on the soundbite thing, by the way, too.
So we should thank you for that.
And I'm not getting anywhere there either. But I'm trying.
See, you know, I don't think it's the students. I think it's the teacher.
In this case, it is not. My questions are outstanding. Their answers are lacking.
We'll work on that. It's only day one. You have time. All right, that is it for us here today on Steelers.com Live. For Bob and Mike, I'm Missy. We'll see you tomorrow at 5.